Hey, I got profound stuff, profoundity. Here it comes. A woman must be believed, but what if a woman used to be a man? Do you only half believe it? Maybe, kinda, sorta. Here's the other piece coming at you. Conservatives, they send in the mortgage payment. Liberals, they send out the invitations. Prime mistake, Trudeau in Canada. You know, this former NAFTA thing and now the new replacement NAFTA thing. Trudeau, he just keeps on being himself, this homosexual thing. He can't leave it alone. He puts a provision, the verbiage, into the agreement that protects labor rights for lesbian, gay, bisexual workers inside the renewed agreement and so on. Of course, there's major pushback now from the Republicans in the United States. More than 40 Republican lawmakers have written the president saying, hey, we demand that you remove those stupid words. You know, don't sign it. Get Canada out of here. They're an embarrassment. No kidding. I'm Canadian. I'm embarrassed. A trade agreement is no place for the adoption of social policy. It's especially inappropriate and insulting to our sovereignty to needlessly submit to social policies which the United States Congress has so far explicitly refused to accept. This is about business. It sure ain't about your sexuality. This guy, the prime mistake, he can't do anything without talking about homosexuals. Wow, what is up with that? Get another focus, get a vision. I mean, get those bifocals off of your head. We don't care. People don't care anymore. It's about low taxes, high taxes in your case, and so many other things. Money, run the country. Do your job. Do you not have a job description? Good grief. Gay stuff every day, every time you turn around. He stands in front of God and everybody and talks, well, that's a bit homosexual stuff. Get over it. I mean, clearly the guy's got an issue, right? We won't even go there because his sexuality, I don't want to talk about, and I don't care. What I do care about is my country and the United States, all countries. Get the bloody job done. There's no place for that when you're doing business. We do need a businessman. Canadian politics. Recently, I read about the parties, the Conservative Party particularly, and the People Party. People's Party in Canada echoed that, and they said we can't have extreme views. And it occurred to me that I'm probably considered extreme because I say some things that are common sense, right? And that's extreme to all of these goofs, I think. So I took it upon myself recently to resign from both parties. I didn't like resigning from Max's party, but I kind of think I can do more on the outside because I hope he wins. I mean, he's about as close as we have to a conservative in Canada as you can get, I think. And well, I know. And certainly the Conservative Party, like it is, you know what? I thought, you guys, I am extreme compared to you because I'm normal. So I resign, I quit so they can't fire me. How do you like that? But I just kind of thought it was best to be neutral because I'm in the opinion business here. So that's what I did for your information. You know, there's always a poll to say polls should be for strippers and dogs, but there's always a poll to say what percentage of a chance a party has to win the next election. And I looked at a poll the other day and it said the Liberals have a 60% chance to get the intended vote and the other parties can break up the 40%. All I know is there's a 100% chance in Canada that whoever it is, they will take our money. And I don't like those odds. So we need some more conservatism in Canada. The political campaign was so nasty and negative that it was hard to know who to vote against. That would be the Canadian theme. Hey, you all come back tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.